There was a man who was wronged, not once, but twice. Two times within the very same day. How, you may wonder? That's yours to ponder. For no one knows exactly what transpired, the act that sealed his fate. But you could tell from the pain and fire that burned in his eyes, that it was something that marked him for life. After that, he wandered the streets of this unnamed city, doing bad things to bad people. He had bravery in his bones, balls made of stones, and his name was Jambalaya Jones. They called him the Black Angel, not because he was black, even though he just so happened to be, but because of the darkness he rained down upon his victims. If he set you in his sights, it was your time to die. Not a single target ever survived. A run-in with the man known as Jambalaya Jones. Wife beaters, cookie eaters, man cheaters, Tom Steeters, men of all sizes and shapes, he did not discriminate. Black, white, yellow, or even red, there were no race or class lines, only the size of the crimes. And if you umped up bad enough, you could expect a visit from Jambalaya. By the end, he'd have you begging to die. But cleaning up the streets never paid the bills. If only they could be paid in thrills. And stories never told, stories never sold. Not every hero hits a big screen. Just ask Steve McQueen, who did hit the big screen, if you know what I mean. He had no posse, he went and did things alone. And his name was Jambalaya Jones. You might have seen him sitting on a park bench, wafting his stench. Might have seen his toothless grin, smiling at nothing. Might have brushed aside his hand when he asked you for a helping hand. You might have been nervous as he approached and crouched, rubbing the redness from his eyes with a ham sandwich. You might have lumped him in with the fakers and takers, the ne'er-do-wells, as you fell for the scam hand, which looked a little nicer and spoke a little slower. The movers and shakers with stories to tell about non-existent mouths to feed, spinning webs of pity in exchange for greed. And in doing so, you would have ignored the man with courage running through his bones. Ignored the man known as Jambalaya Jones.